WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Amid the blockbusters at the multiplex this summer is the new film The Spectacular Now, which centers on a pair of mismatched teen lovers who affect each other deeply, for better and worse. The director is James Ponsoldt, who did the alcoholism drama Smashed. The film stars Miles Teller, Shailene Woodley from The Descendants, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Kyle Chandler. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The teen romance The Spectacular Now is by turns goofy, exhilarating, and unreasonably sad, just like being a teenager. It centers on a fast-talking, hard-drinking, high school party animal named Sutter Keeley, who boasts of living for today and in the now instead of, say, studying, and how he takes up with a girl named Amy, who's the opposite of a party animal. At first, it's obvious that he's only with Amy as a rebound thing. His beautiful blonde ex, Cassidy, has dropped him, and he wants to make her jealous. But more and more, we see something deeper in the pair's connection, and we begin to perceive the looming tragedy in Sutter Keeley's life. The Spectacular Now is based on a fine, unshowy novel by Tim Tharp, which is made showier and slicker in the script by Scott Neustadter and Michael H. Weber. They made the indie hit 500 Days of Summer. But director James Ponsoldt turns off the metronome in every scene, letting the actors find their own gentle rhythms. Sutter is played by Miles Teller, who didn't get the attention he deserved in a tough role in the film Rabbit Hole. Teller doesn't have a trained actor's diction, but it's that touch of amateurishness that makes his Sutter more believable. The last thing you want here is a song and dance kid who looks as if he came straight from theater camp. Shailene Woodley is just as convincing as Amy. She's so airy and modest and fragile that I didn't recognize her as George Clooney's mouthy eldest daughter in The Descendants. Amy and Sutter's walk in the woods during a party is a peak moment of happiness.
What about, like, ex-boyfriends? Say, we need an ex-boyfriend in there.
No, I don't have
Who's, like, an ex-boyfriend that just, like, really pissed you off, that you just, that just, like, you hate it? And if they're just, right.
I don't have an ex-boyfriend.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have a single, you're 17 years old, you don't have an ex-boyfriend?
No.
Really?
Sutter, guys don't
That's
look at
shocking.
Me like that. I'm
like, yeah, absolutely, guys look at you like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
I just saw two guys looking at you like that. Eric Wolf and Cody Dennis
were
100%
hitting
on
you. No, they were 100%. Not hitting on me. No, no, there's absolutely
yes,
no way.
Why don't you think they were hitting on you?
Because I'm just, they weren't.
Because you're what? Amy, you're absolutely beautiful.
Oh my God, no.
The kiss that follows is brief, but one of the most vivid I've seen in a movie about teens. The dark lining in the silver cloud of The Spectacular Now is Sutter's omnipresent bottle of beer, or 7-Up laced with whiskey. His living in the now turns out to be living loaded, and it isn't long before he has Amy, a superb student who'll have to put herself through college, trying to keep up with him. Director Ponsoldt has clearly worked hard to keep the don't drink kids message from utterly swamping the romantic comedy. He has a light touch. Bottles of booze don't dominate the frame. They're always there, but low down or off to the side. And Sutter really is a fun, likable guy. You can see how he thinks his drinking makes him more of a blast, a gonzo outlaw in a world of stuck-up straights. It's too bad the filmmakers left out the scenes that were in the book that show how far Amy falls in Sutter's company. My guess is they feared those ugly moments would shove The Spectacular Now too violently out of the teen romantic comedy genre. Otherwise, the movie is all good. You'll have to wait until later this month to see Brie Larson's breakout performance in a phenomenally moving film called Short Term 12, but the shading she gives to Sutter's ex-girlfriend Cassidy are remarkable. Friday Night Lights actor Kyle Chandler is just stunning as Sutter's long-absent dad, full of macho bombast, but with furtive, tragic eyes. The movie's title, of course, is ironic. For most teenagers, the now isn't spectacular. It's messy and strange and filled with anxiety. That's what this movie captures, a period where try as we might, we never knew what we were supposed to do with the pain.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.